Brand new texter in the line, James from Tony. He says, my company required our pronouns and signature blocks. I put me, myself, and I. Nobody ever complained.
That's pretty good.
Nice. Resistance. Resistance is everything right now. TL from Huntsville said, my kids had a Lemmings video game when they were younger. It is not quite lemming behavior, but it is human behavior. Okay. John from Huntsville says, Phil, awesome monologue. Did you hear the news? He does this to me all the time. He baits me in with a, hey, Phil, awesome monologue, but, and then changes the subject. Did you hear the news that in the state of Alabama, frozen embryos are now recognized as did I hear? Brother, we broke that story the other day. I got a heads up that it was coming before it was ever even released. And then, oh, by the way, I had Eric Johnston, who is a longtime scholar in the realm of pro-life law, come on the show within minutes of the announcement being released from the Supreme Court. But yes, Alabama frozen embryos are now recognized as live human beings. The Democrat news media is losing their minds, which I think is great news, says John. Yes, indeed. JT Lacey Springs says, the phone's blowing up today, bro. Says, a recent phone discussion updating insurance info, the agent referred to the wife as a they. I quickly paused and said, we don't practice gender pronouns. Good for you, JT. Good for you. Glenn from Bluntsville says, did Disney make the two dogs and the cat actually walk across country to find their family? Seems they might abuse other animals. But yeah.
I love that movie.
What was that called? The Way Home? I forgot what it's called.
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound? That must have been it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And then last one for the break, Daryl from Tony says, I just compiled my SF-86 for re-adjudication 5 years and only two gender choices on it. Ah, getting that clearance redone. Daryl from Tony, only two gender choices on it. There you go, by golly. So if you want a security clearance, you don't get to use they, them, zzer, and all of the other ridiculousness. All right, folks, listen, we got a big old show for you coming up next. I'm going to continue with that theme, following the new science. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all, I'm talking about Alabama. And I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in, just for good measure. Hey, so number one on the Triple Dipper, I'm calling it Follow the New Science. And what inspired this one was obviously that memo sent out by our illustrious Antony Blinken. By the way, have you ever watched Antony Blinken give a press conference? Has anybody else you can think of ever looked more like they hated their job? He just stands there looking like he's just sad. Just like, oh God, I hate being here. Okay, what? What's your question? I mean, just, it's pitiful. And I'm wondering, you would think that like the State Department guy needs to be the person with the biggest personality in the entire administration. Because, you know, you got to be out there glad-handing, getting a few things done, convincing people otherwise. Why don't we find a good used car salesman and make him Department of State? That's just not him. He's more like a funeral director. It's awful. Anyway, all that to say, despite the fact that the world is going to hell in a handbasket on his watch, we've got a lot of things to think about with his memo. It's very important. The story I found was on Daily Signal, and it came out today. And it says it's Orwellian. So if you remember, George Orwell wrote the book 1984. And 1984, aside from having a lot of other big government, you know, issues related to it, Big Brother ran big government. And the administration in 1984 had something they called Newspeak. Newspeak. It was the words that were deemed acceptable. It was the orthodoxy. And it also, by the way, eliminated certain words that were no longer acceptable. Like, don't go down that road because we may have to send the Department of Truth to talk to you. So, yeah, Blinken sent out his memo. It came out last week, apparently. It was leaked. And then they don't want to talk about it. We don't discuss leaked memos. Well, that's like saying, well, yeah, it's real, but we're not going to talk about it. Why would you issue a memo and then question why it got out when it's on something as ridiculous as this? So, yeah, to remind you guys who might not have heard it in the monologue, The memo is called Modeling DEI, Gender Identity Best Practices for State Department Staffers. Like, you know, avoid using words like manpower and you guys and ladies and gentlemen, and gender-specific words like mother and father and son and daughter. You can't say mother and father? And don't say husband and wife either, by the way. I'm reading this from the article. It's all in quotations. This is apparently legit. He goes on to say that you ought to use words like labor force, everyone, folks, you all, in terms like parent, child, spouse, or partner, as opposed to gender-specific. Okay, what's hilarious, though, is that article came out, what, last week? Just about 3 months ago, he sent out a memo in November on Veterans Day saying, "We stand united in honoring the brave men and women who served our country." How problematic. He apparently had an epiphany at some point in the last 90 days and decided, "I can never say those things again." But he was but what this basically boils down to is it's really obvious that even the guy who signs the memo doesn't get it. It's because there's nothing to get. And I'm just going to tell you, folks, we have got to say no to this stuff. And I appreciate some of y'all texting in that you've already been faced with it and just went ahead and said, you know, not on my watch. I ain't playing that game. We're not doing that. The language, and by the way, it says in the end of the article here, the language police in Orwell's 1984 book demonstrate the potential abuses of unchecked government power, but they also show the ultimate futility of attempting to silence all dissent through government propaganda. The government succeeds in silencing the main character in the book, but the cost of doing so, building an invasive surveillance apparatus and a ministry of truth dedicated to erasing all evidence, illustrates how difficult it is to actually silence truth. In the end, I think truth wins out. I really do. But this new science we're in right now, this whole notion that, hey, apparently we didn't know for the last hundreds of thousands of years. We had no idea there were multiple genders. We've just discovered this. Science has reached a new level. Go figure. That ran under the table for all this time. How did we not know? I thought that there were just two. No, it appears that there are dozens of genders. And you can flip it whenever you feel like it. What are you today, Jim? Don't call me Jim. My name's Jane. Well, Jane, you might want to shave. Well, okay. When are you going to come back, Jim? What day are we playing ball? Tuesday. Yeah, I'll be Jim then. Who are you today? I don't use male, female pronouns. I'm Z-Zer. What is Z-Zer? Well, I'm gender non-binary, so thank you very much. What are you thanking me for? You're a nothing then. You have no shape, no form. You're an amorphous blob. What are you? You're a non-entity at this point. Why should I even reference you right now? Why are we talking? You don't exist.
What are you? And the earth is flat.
And the earth is flat while we're at it. And oh, by the way, that's not rain falling. That's just the sky melting. I don't know what's happening. So Dr. Phil, any guy with a first name like Phil has got to be a good dude, right? So Dr. Phil did a Joe Rogan interview the other day. And I was really glad to see this because, you know, sometimes you see these celebrity psychiatrists and on psychologists and, you know, they get on their TV shows and you're thinking, oh, gee, here we go. What are they going to say? He ain't playing. He is having none of it. Dr. Phil, it says, blasted authority figures this week. By the way, authority figures. Think about that. This is not a fad or a cult of some, you know, random TikTokers. Authority figures, people who make the decisions that we have to live with. Anyway, he blasted authority figures this week for pushing children to become transgender, saying that they're causing long-term damage to kids and warning that social media is causing the issue to become a, quote, social contagion. I agree. So why something is allowed to be a fad that everybody looks at and goes, that's ridiculous, suddenly become a norm, and why they would imagine that in the history of mankind, no one ever realized that there were multiple genders. Did we? I mean, I know there's a time and a place when science will find something new. There'll be a new element discovered. There'll be an ability to fly to the moon. I get it. But I'm pretty sure that biology is kind of locked in. Anyway, Dr. Phil went on to say, it's interesting. Officials are choosing words like gender-affirming care, but what they're really talking about? It's hormonal therapy and sex reassignment surgery on children. He said the American Medical Association, the Academy of Pediatrics, the American Endocrine Society, all of the major medical associations have signed off. And he says, I've never seen these organizations sign off on anything with less information about whether or not it does long-term harm. And if you question it, he says, they immediately label you transphobic. And he basically talked about how it happens in schools. And he went on to say, teachers are not trained in psychology or medicine. He said, so psychology, psychiatry, medicine, if this is a medical issue, gender dysphoria, if it is a mental issue, like, you know, someone is concerned and depressed about it, the teacher's not trained in that, and this is like them trying to remove a kid's spleen in the homeroom. They don't have the authority or the knowledge or the know-how to do it, and yet they are. So anyway, the bottom line is Joe Rogan went on to say, children are also at a gullible, rather easy to manipulate age. He said that's why Islamic terrorists have little kids become suicide bombers. Yeah, there's an analogy. But that's where we are. It's this whole effort to pretend that we've got new science, y'all. We've got new science. Science has revealed to us, peer-reviewed studies have determined there's multiple genders, and that's ridiculous. But it's when I said a minute ago that Dr. Phil was blasting authority figures, it goes all the way to the top. I want to remind you guys. Joe Biden, when he took office, we have the 2020 elections, and before he even took office, ahead of his actual inauguration, he circulated a memo saying that he planned to use his first full week as president to advance equity and support communities of color and other underserved communities. Wink, wink, nod, nod, LGBTQ. That's what that means. Underserved communities. Well, he did. He came in, and one of the first things he did, January 25th, 2021, President Joe Biden signed an order reversing a Trump-era Pentagon policy that largely barred transgender individuals from serving in the military. The new order, which Biden signed in the Oval Office during a meeting with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, overturned a ban ordered by President Donald Trump in a tweet during his first year in office. It immediately prohibits any service member from being forced out of the military on the basis of gender identity. No, it does more than that. What it basically does is it encourages it. It encourages it. Hey, do you want the government to give you free housing and pay for all the surgeries you want to fix yourself because you think that you're not the way God meant for you to be? Come on in, put on the uniform. We won't make you deployable, which they don't. They're allowed to be in non-deployable status while they're transitioning. In the meantime, the order, it says, directs the Department of Defense and Homeland Security to take steps to implement the order for the military and the Coast Guard, saying they must re-examine the records of service members who were discharged in the past and denied re-enlistment. Okay. So now in the recruiting world, we're going to waste time going after people who got out of the military because they had gender dysphoria or they were wanting to declare transgender. Anyway, you know, the activists were excited. The LGBTQ activists, like a guy named Aaron Belkin from a place called the Palm Center, said, this is the triumph of evidence-based policy over discrimination. Evidence-based policy. Wow. Can I see the evidence? Is it there? Do you really have the scientific background to declare that? Or is your evidence based upon your emotions? Because if that's all it is, we could have a lot of evidence-based policy. Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, said the move was going to divert precious dollars from mission-critical training to something controversial like gender reassignment surgery. And yes, he's right. Yes, he's right. It's not just us, though. Golly, bomb. Not just us. This new science has already invaded the armed forces of the Allies in Great Britain. So this story broke today. Trans women in the armed forces can live in female-only accommodations in Great Britain. Concerns have been raised over official government guidance that now puts vulnerable female personnel at risk of being housed with predatory men. Trans military personnel born as men can now live in female-only accommodations. Concerns have been raised by service members, but the policy says As soon as the transition process begins, the person should be provided with accommodation that is appropriate to their affirmed gender. And it goes on to talk about it's everything from, you know, toilet facilities to showers to locker rooms to housing to whatever. One member of parliament is saying this is a knee-jerk reaction they have not thought through properly. Meanwhile, you've got some trainees and others talking about on the QT to the press, they are not at all comfortable with this. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back in a minute, and I'm going to tell you where it's gone because it's gone a little further. It's not just like policy. Now it's things like they're allowed to step in and disrupt your family. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. It's all the new science. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines are going bananas today, man. I can't even keep up. And I've already got a caller on the line. Is that Jeff already? Jeff from Indiana. What are you doing on the phone already, man?
Oh, we got to address this craziness coming out of the courts in Indiana, I guess.
Yes. In fact, brother, that's my next story. I was sitting right here on it right now. I just finished just highlighting a few notes in it.
Well, let me help you out on it.
All right.
From what I understand is that they took this kid away 15 years, I guess I think he was around 15 years old.
Okay.
From his parents because they wouldn't tell him that he was supposed to be a girl and they wouldn't affirm it because they're Catholic parents.
Right. That's right.
And the Child Protective Services investigated, seeing that there was no abuse being done.
Right.
And a judge took him out of the house and put him in a gender-affirming household in foster care, which at the time he had an eating disorder, and it said it made it worse even. So that didn't help anything. But I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to have equal rights for insanity. everything's about gender-affirming care. You know, gender dysphoria has taken, you know, you can, as long as you claim you're gender dysphoric, you can get anything done that you want. But if you're schizophrenic, they just don't pay any attention to you. So what I'd like to see is if you want to be a lawyer and go before a judge and everything, I would like to have somebody that's schizophrenic go into this judge's courtroom and claim to be the judge and throw him out of their courtroom because they have to affirm that this person is, you know, hey, he thinks he's a judge and I can't go against him thinking he's a judge. So it'd be the same difference.
That's some wild scenarios you just came up with, right, brother? The whole thing's a mess, though, man. I got the article right here in my hands. The one I pulled was on Fox. The family's names are Mary and Jeremy Cox. Is the family, and you're right. They're Catholic, and their son began to tell them that he believed that he was, you know, he wanted to be called by a gender pronoun or a gender name that was different. And they said that that's not in line with our religious beliefs. But they also believed he had that eating disorder you were talking about. So they actually got him a counselor. I mean, they were basically getting him help, taking care of him. To our knowledge, in fact, like you said, Children's Services, Department of Child Services, did not find any evidence of abuse. They came back with a finding of no abuse. But they took him out of the house, though. They took him out of the house solely on the fact that they had a report that they were not referring to his gender identity. That's just unreal to me that they came in the house and took their child for that.
Yeah, I hope Indiana's got a lot of money. I'd be suing them to Kool-Aid the rail, you know, for basically doing something like that with no reason, basically, I guess, you know. I just, If the kid said he was the President Biden, or if he was the President of the United States, and you didn't affirm that he was the President, I guess they have to take you out of the house or something. You know, it just,
yeah. What are they doing for furries, by the way? Do I have to pet a kid, you know, and scratch his ears if he says he's a dog? I mean, what are they doing with that? I mean, the whole thing is just stupid. Where does the madness stop? And why? By the way, why is a government accommodating this kind of madness? It's just unreal. This, I think it's gotten way beyond just like, you know, following a trend. It's like, it's a spiritual attack now at this point.
Yeah. I mean, it, basically if you're schizophrenic, you're being, there's basically you're being, lost my words again, man, like always. You're being discriminated against because you don't have gender dysphoria, but you're schizophrenic. So, like I say, the judge, you know, you should be able to go to a courtroom and say, hey, judge, I'm the judge now, and you get out of my courtroom. I'm going to have you in contempt.
Everything's
and if you didn't move, then...
It's all about imagination now. Whatever you can imagine. You know what? I identify as rich. I shall have no more bill paying problems. Why? Because I have blank checks that I can write. I don't care if there's money in the bank. That doesn't matter. I identify as rich. It's awesome.
Oh, I'm just going to identify as being paid up on my bills.
That's
all.
Right.
That'd be better. Good enough.
By golly.
I think there's a guy out there that does that. He goes into debt and says he's rich, but he's not.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that pretend that way. Hey, the last thing, Jeff, before we have to hit a break here, brother, but the quote from the mom and dad, they said, this is what every parent's afraid of. We love our son and wanted to care for him, but the state of Indiana robbed us of that opportunity, took him from our home, and has banned us from even speaking to him about gender. Unreal. Yeah, hey, got to go, brother.
They won't even let him see him, but just a little while, you know, just for a very short time. So have a good one, Phil.
See you, bro. All right, more on this. We'll wrap it up in the next segment. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, and even sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, we got a full show for you. Don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour, Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute, will be on the line with us talking about some things that have been going on down in Montgomery down these last few days. The legislative session is ongoing as we speak. If you're not familiar, by the way, they have 35 days within, 35 days within a 105-day period, I think it is, to actually go into the legislative chamber and conduct the people's business. So that is underway right now. We'll get a legislative update on some things that are happening from Stephanie Smith from API. On this topic, I'm going to close this out now, but I'll do a few more articles, and then I've got some text messaging. It's like y'all are some texting machines today. That number is 833-687-4448, 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number. Call it or text it. Same number for both. I think the three stories that I had at the end of this segment are the most disturbing. I mean, you can look at it and just roll your eyes when, like, Anthony Blinken sends out a memo to Department of State staffers encouraging them to use gender-neutral terms. Ugh. You can look at the thing about the transgenders being allowed in the military and realize how inane and ridiculous that is, but also know that to some degree, they are at the very least going to be a very, very, very small part of the uniformed services. And we'll have to win a war without them. We just will. But these last few stories, and by the way, I guess I shouldn't play down the because the transgender military thing really does bug me. Anyway, these last three stories, the one I just did a moment ago about the family that lost their child, like Department of Children's Services showed up at their house and said, we have a report you will not affirm his gender identity, and took their child from them. In Indiana. By the way, I don't picture Indiana being like California. I just don't. But wow. How about this one? Guy loses his job. Oh, really? What does he do? He's a biology professor. What? Yeah. He's a biology professor at a college. Okay. And he basically told his students that X and Y chromosomes are how sex has been determined for decades. History's always said it. There it is, X and Y chromosomes. He lost his job. Four students got up and walked out of his class. The school got a report. He was called in. Next thing you know, he lost his job.
Did they tattle on him?
They did. They snitched, man. They went all snitch on him. So the First Liberty Institute got involved. It's a law firm. You've heard about them before. They defend America's religious liberties. They basically filed a discrimination claim. They said that on the basis of his religious beliefs that he had been discriminated against. You think? But yeah, Dr. Varkey was teaching at a Texas community college called, where'd it go on here? Alamo State, I think. And he was actually fired because while teaching human anatomy and physiology, where he had been teaching for 20 years, he announced that X and Y chromosomes actually matter. and he was fired. He just got his job back, by the way. They filed suit. The school decided to settle because they realized this was going nowhere. And then there's this one, hotair.com. Okay, brace yourself because this is the story that is maybe the most disturbing of all of them. The National Health Services of Great Britain has determined that breast milk produced by men is as good for babies as that produced by a regular mother.
Wait, what?
Yep, I'm saying. There's this combination of drugs and hormone treatments and all that they go through to try and create some form of lactation. And it's like, oh, the thing now, I was able to breastfeed. No, not really. And yet what that means is that all of the medicines and things are actually getting into the child as well. Anyway, University of Sussex Hospital's NH National Health Services Trust said that the milk produced by trans women, they call them trans women, it's dudes, after taking a combination of drugs is comparable to that produced by the birth, produced following the birth of a baby. The trust created what it called its first clinical and language guidelines supporting trans and non-binary birthing people. Yeah. Within its guidance were the assertions about the ability of so-called trans women, which are dudes, to produce milk for a baby. And what it basically means is they are now filled up with progestin, which is a hormone they have to take. They have to take domperidone, which is a drug that induces lactation, but it also is basically it's not good. And then there's something called motilium, small amounts detected, that create unwanted side effects, including, heart conditions in the baby. But it's safe. It's nutritious. It's real, man.
No, it's fake. It's fake milk.
Yeah, it's fake everything.
It's dude milk.
It's don't ever say that on my show. That's just, oh my God. Oh Lord. Yeah, this is the world in which we live right now. And I tell you what, folks, you better start saying no. Say it loudly. Big Rick, I think I better get some text messages before I run out of time, man. This is unreal. Donna from Cullman, let's see what she, I tell you what, AI, Donna from Cullman, UAB just announced that in vitro fertilization will not be offered anymore unless something changes. Okay, I doubt it. They'll get back to it. They'll be fine. The idea that they have to shut down in vitro clinics is ridiculous because of that ruling from the state Supreme Court. All that said is negligence in the killing of a baby can occur when the baby is also in a petri dish. That's what it's saying. Allie from Athens says, the movie about animals walked across America was the incredible journey we talked about earlier. Okay. Frank from Huntsville, Frank also sent me the, thing on Apple, that, lets you choose the pronouns for the people, a screenshot of it. Yep. Yonder it is. Add the pronouns of people in your contact list. Apple. I better not find out it's on my Droid. I have to look now, but I don't think it is.
It's only a matter of time.
Stop it. There are some places in life that are still sacred. My Droid is holding out. Anyway, John from Brownsboro said about the lemmings. He says, I played lemmings as a kid. You have me flabbergasted. It wasn't even real. Apparently not. Gary, the California refugee in Alabama. That's his name. I'm sorry. Says, he sent me some emails. That's right. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that very much. We're communicating about something offline. Thank you. Raven from Russellville says, to quote a line from Kindergarten Cop, I don't even want to say it. Thank you very much, Kindergarten Cop. You can imagine where it is. Robert from Athens says, Colonel Phil, when in 1987 I was working in the space program, when a conference between leading feminists and the Gay Lesbian Alliance agreed that sex-specific words must be eliminated from the English language. One example I remember was they wanted the words mommy and daddy outlawed and a neutral term like Congress, I don't know what that is. Anyway, this is over 30 years ago. This is how fanatically dedicated the left is. You must take these insane, angry morons seriously. They will work their entire life to demoralize us as us normies and pervert our society. Robert C. from Athens. There it is. Ken from Rimlap says, gender change makes perfect sense when you see, what did God create? What does Satan want to do with what God created? Pervert it. This is a spiritual battle. Let's pray against it and vote out the liberal politicians. I like it. faith and politics, they do go together. Jeremy from Huntsville says, family services need to be brought up on charges of kidnapping. Brother, I agree. Indiana, I agree with Jeff from Indiana that the state of Indiana better have its game face on because they're about to face a lawsuit. John from Huntsville says, Jeff from Indiana gets 5 extra credit points for calling in way earlier than usual. And then he says, Phil, there's no way that men's breast milk is better than women's breast milk. It's just skim milk. That's just awful. That's just, I can't even, I'm not even laughing. whole thing bugs me. Steve from Tennessee says, the coroner always gets the gender right. Just saying, yeah, there you go. Clay from Madison says, can I file a lawsuit against Right Side Radio? I almost wrecked my car when I heard the phrase dude milk.
Sorry about that.
Yes. There's this thing under Alabama law, I can just tell you, called the last clear chance doctrine. You had the last clear chance to avoid the accident by not even having your radio on. So sorry, bro. Clay from Madison, appreciate you listening. And then JT Lacey Springs again says, the day I see a man lactate, I'll run like a Disney lemming. All right, listen, we're taking a break. I'm calling that one done. Follow the new science. We're done with it for now. I'm going to jump on into the legislative update. Several things happening, to include a phone call with Stephanie Smith coming up bottom of the hour. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.